Ontario doctors believe more funding needs to be provided and more stakeholders need to be included in the treatment and care of dementia patients in all parts of the province. There is also a concern that many younger adults with dementia are being overlooked. Dementia care was the focus of a one-hour online news conference Thursday with a group of physicians with the Ontario Medical Association, OMA. OMA President Dr. Andrew Park said one of the key reasons for the discussion was the startling increase in the number of dementia cases in recent years. New analysis of OHIP billing data being released today by the Ontario Medical Association shows that there has been a 48% increase in patients with dementia since 2010. The actual incidence of dementia is likely even higher, so patients may be treated for other things, or have not yet received this diagnosis, said Park. He added that as Ontario's population ages, the number of people living with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia is expected to rise rapidly. Park invited several OMA members to comment on the problem, including Dr. Alexandria Peel, a geriatrician and chair of senior care at the Gateway Centre of Excellence in Rural Health in Goderich, Ontario. Responding to a question from Sudbury.com, she said more medical students need to work in rural and remote areas such as Northern Ontario so that dementia patients living in those areas can get the same level of treatment as patients in any other part of Ontario. Peel said the Gateway experience has been to increase health worker recruitment in rural areas by giving high school students jobs related to healthcare. They can grow their experience and hopefully they will then pursue a job in healthcare later on. And just having more healthcare workers in your rural or remote area in general is something that has been shown to be quite helpful, said Peel. Another initiative that we've been working on is training PSWs, personal support workers, locally, with the hope that they will then return to work. So I think, you know, in rural areas, we have really some of the best care, but we have to be creative to really increase our healthcare worker base, Peel added. It was also mentioned that more stakeholders such as paramedics and police might need to be consulted when dealing with dementia patients. OMA President Park agreed that in dealing with people with dementia, more stakeholders need to be involved in a collaborative way. Park said this is especially so when dealing with patients in crisis. So we're providing the education that both police and paramedical services need, so that they're able to manage these patients with compassion, as opposed to, you know, the tools that they may have currently, said Park. Also commenting at the news event was Dr. Carmela Tartaglia, a cognitive neurologist and co-director of the memory clinic at Toronto Western Hospital. She said her concern is that far too many dementia patients are not being diagnosed early enough. Tartaglia said she believes many Ontario patients are not being included in the dementia numbers because their conditions are just not being detected. She said this especially applies to younger adults. And so I think it's really important for people to realize that these staggering numbers that we're talking about actually are a huge underestimate, said Tartaglia. The vast majority of our patients who have a neurodegenerative disease in the brain, that means something like Alzheimer's, could be Parkinson's, could be something else, they actually aren't even accounted for. Because those people aren't getting diagnosed. Those people are sometimes erroneously told that they're just aging, or that they have depression, anxiety, even sometimes, midlife crisis. Another physician in the conversation was Dr. Linda Lee, a care of the elderly family physician and executive director of Mint Memory Clinic, a nonprofit organization helping to establish memory clinics in primary care at the national level. She said one of her key concerns was that far too many dementia patients are ending up in active hospital beds or in long-term care homes when they could be adequately cared for through home care or through clinics that work with one's local physician or nurse practitioner. Lee said Canada is not set up to deal with the threefold increase expected to occur with dementia patients between now and 2050. She said the country needs to provide more funding for specialty clinics to deal with dementia patients. We need to leverage Canada's strong infrastructure of primary care and enable them to deliver high-quality accessible dementia care no matter where people live, said Lee. She said not every case of dementia follows a cookie-cutter pattern. Lee said there are many cases that can be cared for with local clinics and local home care at a fraction of the cost of emergency room visits or taking up a hospital bed. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining for Sudbury.com.